This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Let's talk a little Niner football, and then also just something that's really good. We have been blessed to get to know the people with the Golden Heart Fund, along with the San Francisco 49ers. Basically, 49ers taking care of their own. All of the former 49ers, many of whom are not the big famous ones with big bank accounts and all of that stuff, who need help after playing years of such a difficult game. And their fourth annual Golden Heart Run, presented by Cisco, will be at Levi's Stadium this weekend on November 2nd. Patrick Willis will be the official starter of the 4.9K run. Get it? 4.9. And so all of that is happening this weekend, and Jesse Sapolu is a part of it, and he joins us now on the River Islands guest line here on Willard and Dibbs. Jesse, how are you?
How are you guys doing? Pleasure to be on with you on your show today, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on, as always, and we'll get to some of the Golden Heart stuff for sure. And would love to talk that out to you and what it means to you, but would love to start with the Niners season as a whole, which has certainly had all kinds of twists and turns. And what's your perspective on where they are and what you think they still have ahead of them?
I think, you know, it's kind of similar to, you know, the ring that I wear the most almost every day. It's my first choice to wear. It's the ring where we started 5-6. And we blew a 23-point lead in Arizona. And, you know, at that time, it was before social media. But we felt like a lot of the people jumped off the wagon at that time. But we had some players-only meetings. And we got together with the coaches, and we turned our season around and went on to win Super Bowl 23.
Yeah, and that's the kind of story that Niner fans want to hear about this team, Jesse, because they're sitting at 4-4, and I don't think that people are getting off the bandwagon just yet, but there is some concern. What would you say to fans who are nervous about the first 8 games they've played?
Well, I'm more nervous from the standpoint of the injuries. You know, some of our key offensive players are out. You know, it's a shame with Brandon's injury. Because he was coming into his own. It's been the kind of a season that, you know, we sputtered coming out of the blocks, you know, and part of it because we had some holdouts. You know, and I know that because I held out twice in my career, that it doesn't matter how great you are as a player, there's nothing that you can do at home that replaces training camp. And I just felt like, you know, I think that Trent is playing well now. He's hitting his stride, but it took him a few weeks. And I felt like Brandon was doing the same thing until he tore his ACL. So that was a concern. But I also think that our team needs to put 2 wins together and then start building from there. Because I think we show great flashes. You know, 2 of the losses that we had double-digit leads with under 6 minutes to go in the game. And we just needed to close it out. But, you know, I think this is a veteran group that's played in a lot of big games, which is NFC Championship games, and including the Super Bowl last year. I think they're going to be poised enough to put a streak together and put us right in it. But the great thing about it is that we're in a division right now where we're right in there still.
Jesse Sapolo is with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Jesse, that's interesting that you're talking about your holdout experiences. And Trent Williams did insinuate that now is maybe the time where it'll help him because he's not feeling as tired as he normally would halfway through the year. Did you experience that too? Can we expect maybe a better Trent Williams now because of the holdout?
Well, obviously, you know, you're not taking the punishment of training camp. And at this stage of Trent's career, it's probably the best thing for him. But you could tell in the first couple games that Trent was just trying to get his footing under him a little bit, knowing how great of a player that he is. But I think it's going to help us down the stretch. I spoke with Trent after the Arizona game, and I said, you know, just take it one game at a time, even though, you know, things don't look too bright right now. But, you know, we were 3-5, I think, a couple years ago, and then we put it together now. We can't go on depending on that type of thing, but I think the fact that we have the players and the veterans on the team that's so used to going into the semifinals and last year played in the Super Bowl, I think we can take some positive reinforcement in that.
What's the big challenge for Trent this year? And you played well into your 30s. I think you were 36 when you finally hung it up, which is about the same age as Trent. What advice do you give him as far as the longevity of a 17-game season?
Well, I think they're doing the right thing. I think Trent has days off. You know, for me, you know, and I joke about it now, is I never conditioned on Monday my last 3 years. You know, they just let me go in and swim in the pool and get the soreness out. But I think his experience and he's still very, very athletic, but his experience make up for, you know, the lack of, you know, being a young man anymore. But his experience and his leadership will help that line. I think our line, to be honest with you, has been playing pretty well for the most part. And, of course, I think we found a gem in Dominic Pooney that's helped us a lot this year. And I think we're going to hit our stride. We just need to. Our thing right now is win two games in a row that we focus on the next one.
Jesse, I love that you brought him up. I wanted to ask you about Dominic Pooney, especially since he played one of the positions you used to play. What do you think of him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
A pleasant surprise. Watching Dominic Pooney, if I didn't know who he was, I wouldn't tell which one was the rookie on that line right now. You know, and especially the very first week, you know, when we played against a Jets front, that was, you know, highly touted coming in. And I thought our offensive line took it to him. Now, you know, the thing that I'm going to advise him about is at some point, because the NFL season is so much longer, he's going to hit a wall. And he just has to really, make sure he allocates his time correctly and his rest, his nutrition, because he's going to hit a wall. Especially if you go into the playoffs.
Yeah, and hopefully they get back to the playoffs. And right now, things trending in the right direction. Jesse Sapolo here on 95.7 The Game. What have you made of Brock Purdy this year? Kind of a new version of Brock with him doing a lot more with his legs. How impressed have you been by his mobility and his ability to run the ball?
To be honest with you, I saw that in preseason, his rookie year. And I felt like, oh, wow, this kid is pretty good, that he's athletic enough to give us some first downs if we need it. If you look at the Detroit game that we were down 24-7, I believe, at halftime, it was his legs that brought us back, you know. And watching the Super Bowl at Allegiant Stadium, I just wish that he could have used his feet a little bit more in that game, because it was such a close Super Bowl game that went into overtime. But, you know, and this is a new year for him where he's dealing with losing, you know, some weapons. And I think he's playing well. I just hope that he doesn't overly press and just trust in his ability to run the 49er offense and then pick his spots. Like you said, he's athletic enough to give us some first downs. That Seattle game, how he was able to run for some first downs, allowed us to separate a little bit.
Jesse, the trade deadline is Tuesday. Do you see any areas of need with this team?
Well, you know, because of injuries, you know, I mean, there's some things that I see, you know, on social media that's a people's wish list, and that's my wish list too. Imagine if we have another pass rusher on the other side, you know, to give us some depth there and just as dangerous as Nick is on the other side. I felt like we lost a little bit of bulk and height inside, you know, and then Hargrave being hurt, you know, is hurting our depth inside a little bit. And I think that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people are saying our defense is not quite the same. But I think we have the players, you know, to do it. They just got to come together chemistry-wise. You know, we might not have the 6'7 DeForest Buckner or the 6'7 Eric Armstead, but we got good enough guys that if they play together and have the right flow and the right chemistry, we can get it done.
Which of those body types gave you more trouble, the bigger, taller Armstead or the shorter, stockier Javon Hargrave?
Well, honestly, one of the best players, two best players I played against was a guy named Leon Lett from Dallas. They used to call him the Big Cat. He was 6'8".
Yeah.
And then Minnesota had a real slippery pass rusher named Keith Millard from the Bay Area. You remember those Minnesota defensive lines that came? And one year they came to us during the playoffs. They had 71 sacks coming in. I mean, think about that. That means at least six of their guys have double-digit sacks, you know. But we were able to shut them down in the playoffs. But those were some of the challenges that I faced, you know. John Randall now was shorter and quicker, but I always kind of enjoyed playing against him because he was the same size as me. But the tall guys that are really quick, like Millard and Leon Lett, was a handful.
Great callback. Keith Millard, Pleasanton, California. I had forgotten about Keith Millard, Jesse.
Oh, yes, sir. He's an all-pro for the Minnesota Vikings.
Jesse Sapolo with us on Willard and Dibbs. All right, the Golden Heart Run coming up on Sunday, or is it? No. On Saturday. Yep. On Saturday morning. And again, gates open at 6:30 a.m. The kids run is first at 8, and then the 4.9K race is going to be at 8:30. Participants in the 4.9K race will receive the Golden Heart Run T-shirt and a finisher's medal. The entry fees and information are out there, and we'll give you the website here before we get done. So if you want to be involved, you still can. But Jesse, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what this event and what this charity means to you.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, this is a chance for our fan base to help our own. You know, we have certain retirement benefits from the from our union as a NFLPA, but the Golden Heart Fund and the Golden Heart Run directly goes to 49er alumni. You know, we have some leadership players, some like Ronnie Lott, Tina Turner, Brent Jones, Harris Barton, Ron Ferrari that's leading the way. I was honored enough to be the race starter last year, and this year we have 49er great and Hall of Fame linebacker Patrick Willis leading the way. It's a fun event for every fan because not only Patrick is going to be there, but we're going to have a lot of alumni, players, some of the players that fans looked up to that's going to run alongside with you. And, it's a win-win for everyone. It keeps our fan base happy. At the same time, help those that went out there and laid it on the line for the city of San Francisco.
Jesse, best of luck with this event. We are huge fans of the Golden Heart Fund and everything that the organization does. We love the fact that we've heard constantly that other organizations around the league are all trying to sort of mimic what the 49ers have done here, because I know it's the first of its kind. So congratulations to you on your role in this, and best of luck with the event on Saturday, and we're going to send everybody your way.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Willard and the Dibs, for having me on, and appreciate your support of the San Francisco 49ers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.